Polychain-backed Bitcoin L2 botnets to shut down by July 9th botnets, a Bitcoin Layer 2 network backed by Polychain Capital and Placeholder, is shutting down. The team told users on June 10th to withdraw their Bitcoin and other assets by July 9th. After that date, the network's validator set, called the Federation, collects any remaining Bitcoin, and other tokens left on the chain cannot be recovered. The announcement was first flagged by Wu Blockchain and confirmed in a notice carried by Gate News. The wind down is orderly rather than an exploit or a sudden halt, but the practical effect for anyone with funds on Bitanix is the same. There's a hard deadline, and missing it means losing access to whatever is left behind. A funded network that lasted under a year, Bitanix Labs raised about $11.5 million across its rounds, with Polychain Capital leading an early $8.5 million raise alongside other crypto investors. The chain went live on mainnet around July 2025, pitching itself as an EVM-compatible Bitcoin Layer 2 with roughly 5-second block times and a spread-out validator federation instead of a single sequencer. Less than a year later, it is closing. That short lifespan is the part worth sitting with. This was not an anonymous fork or a weekend project. It shipped a working mainnet, signed up infrastructure partners, and had brand name venture money behind it. The shutdown is a reminder that funding and a live product do not guarantee a network stays online long enough to be a safe place to park assets. The economics the team could not solve. The stated reason goes to the heart of the Bitcoin Layer 2 pitch. Bitanix said Bitcoin is used mainly as a store of value rather than for frequent transactions, so the network never generated enough fee revenue to cover the cost of running its infrastructure. Holders sit on BTC. They do not move it around an EVM chain often enough to pay for validators, sequencing, and the rest of the stack. That tension has shadowed Bitcoin scaling efforts for years. Ethereum rollups can lean on a large base of users who actively trade, lend, and mint on-chain, which produces a steady stream of fees. A Bitcoin L2 is trying to monetize an asset whose core user behavior is holding and waiting. When the activity does not show up, the spreadsheet does not close, and a venture-funded team eventually has to choose between subsidizing the network indefinitely or shutting it down. Botnix chose the second, the exit risk most users never price in. The lesson here is not specific to Botnix. Anytime you move assets onto a separate chain, a bridge, or a custodial venue, you are trusting that the operator keeps the lights on. That trust is usually invisible until a deadline like July 9 appears. The chain working today says nothing about whether it will be running and processing withdrawals next quarter. This is the case for keeping an exit path in mind before you commit funds, and for favoring spending in storage from your own wallet, wherever the option exists. Self-custody does not remove every risk, but it removes the specific one on display here. A third party, deciding to close down and putting your assets on a clock. On a network like Bitanix, BTC bridged in is only as recoverable as the team's willingness to keep operating the bridge. There is also a quieter cost. After the deadline, the Federation sweeps leftover Bitcoin, but the notice is explicit that other tokens cannot be recovered. Anyone holding stablecoins, LP positions, or other assets on Bitanix has to unwind everything, not just their BTC, inside the window. Complex DeFi positions are exactly the kind of thing that takes longer than a few weeks to exit cleanly. The backdrop for the timing. The shutdown lands during a brutal stretch for crypto. Bitcoin trades near $61,250 as of June 10, 2026, down 8.6% over the past week, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sitting at 14, deep in extreme fear. On-chain activity and risk appetite both contract in conditions like this, which makes a fee-dependent network even harder to sustain. A chain that needs transactions to pay its bills is in the worst possible spot when users pull back to cash and cold storage. Botnix has not signaled that user funds are at risk if people act before the deadline, and the wind down reads as a controlled exit rather than a failure to honor withdrawals. The burden now sits with users to actually move.